November 14th, 2014, Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. Dear children, to everything there is a season. There is a season of want, a season of plenty, a season of faith, a season of apostasy. Take, for example, the simple snowflake, each one designed individually by God. They fall through the air and some land on the ground only to be trampled underfoot. Others land on the evergreens, decorating them in beauty. But each snowflake is short-lived and eventually melts. Its season is then over. To the individual soul, his season of existence begins in the womb at conception. His season of existence is already charted by God and comes to conclusion at, hopefully, his natural death. During the season of his life, he will earn his eternal destiny. Comparatively, the soul's life in the world is short and melts away, sometimes more quickly than he would like. This mission, Maranatha Spring and Shrine, is here like the evergreen tree that is adorned by the snowflake in due season. The mission supports the soul while it is vital and alive. The soul is given the opportunity to beautify the mission by merit of his prayers and good works. The mission, like the evergreen, is hardy and thrives amidst adversity. It is always ready for the most needy soul, just as the evergreen is always present for the little snowflake. Dear children, in all of this, see God's infinite and individual plan for each of you, and what beauty you can bring into the world. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Synopsis. What a man sows, so he shall also reap. So in doing good, do not grow tired in doing good to all, but especially to those of the household of faith. For in due time we shall reap, if we do not relax. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For what things a man shall sow, those also shall he reap. For he that soweth in his flesh, of the flesh also shall reap corruption. But he that soweth in the Spirit, of the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. And in doing good, let us not fail. For in due time we shall reap, not failing. Therefore, whilst we have time, let us work good to all men, but especially to those who are of the household of the faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by Blessed Mother.